What if you had an on-demand, pay-by-the-task virtual assistant? How could that change your business? How could that change the larger scope of projects? Well, I've been pondering this for a while, and I thought I'd share it with you on this episode of Thinking Out Loud. This is Paul Colligan, and this is Thinking Out Loud, episode number 34. Recently found a company called Fancy Hands, and without getting too technical and nerdy on you, it's basically Uber meets TaskRabbit meets virtual services. And what it is you buy a batch of services and you buy them almost like minutes on a cell phone plan or something like that. You can buy 5 a month, 15 a month, 35 a month, that type of thing. And then what you do is you assign those tasks to Fancy Hands and then they virtualize it out. What kind of tasks can you assign? Hey, just wrote this chapter of my book. Could somebody proofread this for me? Hey, I need reservations with all these finicky requirements at a restaurant that's not open yet. Can somebody call that for me? Hey, I've got to make a 30-minute Skype call with somebody next week. Can you take a look at my calendar, find a 30-minute slot, work with that person, get the Skype arrangement made, and then put it in my calendar? All sorts of tasks like this. Basically, tasks that can be done virtually by someone who's smart that has a cell phone and an internet connection. Now, you can't give them logins and passwords to systems. You can't give them your credit card, but they do have a credit card. So, for instance, if you wanted to, say, order $100 worth of flowers for my wife, get them sent on the anniversary type of thing, they can get that. They can get that sent, and then you just log on and pay them back for their services. It's a pretty incredible deal if you think about it, and it's quite phenomenal. Now, it's at fancyhands.com. You can go ahead and head out there. They've got a referral thing. So if you go to paulcolligan.com/fancy, that's paulcolligan.com/fancy, you do get 50% off your first month if you want to give that a try. But either way, give it a try. It's really interesting. It's really intriguing. And the entrepreneur in us all, the type A type who wants to do it all, kind of thinks, wow, I wouldn't want to give these things over to someone else to do. But the fact of the matter are, there are a lot of tasks that we should be handing over to someone else to do. There are a lot of tasks that we should not be doing ourselves. And that's what Fancy Hands is for. Now, you've got the website, you've got the iPhone app, you've got the phone number, you've got the email, you've got a bunch of ways you can contact them. But what's really interesting is you can also contact them through standard task management systems. Trello is there, Asana is there, Basecamp is there, a number of them are there. And you can assign tasks to your virtual assistant just like you could assign them to somebody inside of your team. So if you follow the getting things done methodology, and you know a project takes 27 tasks, you can quickly realize number 5, 22, and 11 all could be done by the assistant. Assign that to the assistant right inside of the system, and it's good to go. It's impressive. It's powerful. I'm going to be doing more and more with it. I thought I'd share it with you. It has changed my game. And what's funny is just playing it with a couple of weeks, they have a little system where they log in how much time you've saved. And, you know, according to their system, and I don't know why I wouldn't disregard it or why I wouldn't pull it off. But so far, you know, they say they've saved me 2.3 hours. And my first month I got off as half as well. So I think I paid like $15 for it or something. And I still have a bunch of tasks left and they do roll over. So that's not a big deal. So 2.3 hours saved, somebody else doing the work for me, everything from confirming hotel reservations to Mother's Day brunch options to finding me templates online to finding me vendors and resources to ordering things for me. It's been very, very, very cool. Thought I would share it with you. Would love to hear how this might work for you. This has been the Thinking Out Loud podcast, the podcast where I get this think out loud. A lot of fun with this podcast, and I hope you enjoyed as well. This is episode 34. I just got the Thinking Out Loud podcast on Stitcher. And believe it or not, as much as I've been wanting to figure out that whole Stitcher system, I actually had one of my Fancy Hands assistants do that for me. And we're on Stitcher now, so you can take a look at Stitcher and go from there if you haven't been there yet. Thank you so much. Talk to you the next episode. Bye.